This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Pistons play a playoff game tomorrow, John.
Sure do.
Let's throw it out to people. Who wins this series between the Pistons and the Knickerbockers? And how many games? 248-539-9797.
I know you've been pounding the drum. And I want to hear what you have to say. I don't want to wait any longer because I want to know.
How many games?
Yeah, because you've already stated they win the series.
Pistons are winning the series.
All right, and I would like to know, you don't have to go game by game, but at some point they're going to have to win one in New York. When do they do it? And how many do they win at home? Do they win a couple in New York? Not just at the beginning.
Look, I don't think they're intimidated to play at the Garden. I think there are certain athletes that get up to play at the Garden, and I think Cade Cunningham's one of those athletes. They went 2-0 at MSG this season, and he had great performances in both games, a triple-double, a 36-point outburst. They will win a road game in this series. The Pistons win it in 7.
You want the suspense.
And I think I want the moment of this team dethroning the Knicks in a game 7 at the Garden. John, I'm not getting up here telling you because I love the Pistons are going to win the series and it'll be easy. It's not going to be easy. But I think they pull it out. And there's a couple things that stand out to me. One, I got the best player in the series. No disrespect to Jalen Brunson. Cade is him. He's that guy. And I think it will be noticeable in this series. The Pistons have the better defense between these two teams. Factual for the season and since the new year. The Pistons have the number 3 defense in the sport since the new year. Well, what happened when the Pistons played the Knicks and won all those games? Turnovers. A bunch of them. 15, 18, 17 times in those Pistons wins because it leads to offense. Easy buckets, transition. The Knicks, they don't make it easy. They don't shoot a lot of threes. They have to do it the hard way. And I think the Pistons are more than comfortable making this a series about doing it the hard way. I have concerns. Obviously, this is a bigger stage for this team. How do you survive the non-Cade minutes? Does a number 2 step up for this team? Brunson can go nuclear. We've seen him go off for 40. I think he did it 5 times in last postseason. But I think the Pistons eke it out in a feisty competitive series, Pistons in 7.
I think Cade matches or bests Brunson. I think they win that matchup. And when these teams try to play defense or they try and turn up the defense in the playoffs because now it matters, right? I mean, it always matters, but you got to get to the playoffs. And I think the Pistons have played really good team defense since January. And with that has come more wins. It's come the fact that they've gone from that play-in at 7-8 to they were even at times at 5 and for the 5th seed in the playoffs. So they ended up at the 6. But they're a team that they just keep playing the way that they've been playing. They don't have to change a thing that they're doing. They've got the confidence because they won 3 out of 4. They were 3-1 against the Knicks during the regular season. And I don't care when those games were, or who was in, who was out. This is a team that is trained to win this series. I think they win it in six.
Oh.
I'm not even going seven. I think they win it in six.
Here.
Yeah. And it's going to be one of those moments where not only do they, obviously if they're going to win in six, they're going to win some games at the LCA. It's going to be an epic moment, that first win. And then to win the series at the LCA, to go on to extend the season, it's going to be an unbelievable atmosphere in there. And it's just, and here's the other reason. It's not just the defense. That's part of it. It's the rim protector and Jalen Duren. And it's, I think Malik Beasley is a guy that can use, we saw the article. Mm-hmm. We know what Detroit means to him. We know what it means for him to play here. We know how much he wants to stay here. That was as much a letter of, you know, to the Detroit fan base, getting them fired up for the playoffs and what the fans mean to the team, what the team means to the city. But it was also a letter of, I want to be here. And he's going to go out in the playoffs and show why he should stay here. He's already done that. But he's going to show again why he should be here. And when you have a guy coming off the bench that can shoot like he can shoot, it's going to space the floor, it's going to add to everything that they're doing, I think that's going to be the difference maker. It's Malik Beasley. And you could say, well, sometimes shooters get cold. Mm-hmm. I think he is a guy with how we've seen his personality, his confidence. He's made for big moments. He's going to have some of those. We're all going to be looking for Cade to make the game-winning shot. But I think Malik Beasley is going to have some moments in every single game where it's, he's got to make a shot to keep him close. Mm-hmm. He's got to make a shot to stem the tide of them not scoring. And then he's going to get on a run. He's going to be the guy that really is the extra fire this team will need.
Well, I said, how do you win the minutes when Cade's not out there? Do you have a secondary scorer? And he was number team on the team in points per game. Like, he's the obvious guy, even though he comes off the bench, to keep you from falling behind when Cade's sitting, or to make the most of the opportunities when Cade's out there, to build up a lead so you can survive some stretches. Because the Knicks are going to go on some scoring outbursts. I have no doubt about that. Karl Anthony Towns, I think, will be a big piece. How do they defend him in the pick and pop? Brunson, as small a guard as he is, he's going to get his shots and make his shots. To me, Asar Thompson's a key piece in this.
Oh, yeah.
Asar Thompson, you talk about why the defense has turned around. His minutes have gone up. And I think in the playoffs now, we got to drop this 22, 23 minutes thing. He should be playing 30-plus minutes a game, including fourth quarter closeout minutes, because he is a disruptor on that end of the floor.
And everybody's going to lean on, like you mentioned yesterday, with the guys that, or the writers, the pundits who have said, it's Knicks, it's Knicks, it's Knicks. Whether it's 5, 6, 7, doesn't matter. They're all picking the Knicks. And they're saying it because Cade Cunningham, no playoff experience. Asar Thompson, Ron Holland Jr., the second, Jalen Duren, Isaiah Stewart, no playoff experience.
Right.
But you do have other playoff experience. Tim Hardaway, Tobias Harris, Malik Beasley. And then you look at, I think, one of the sneaky great ads at the deadline, Dennis Schroeder.
Yes. You talk about, again, those minutes off the bench that he can stabilize them. He has played in the postseason. He's been on some teams that have made deep playoff runs. That's a really good point. Yeah, the other thing with this, too, is, the Pistons are inexperienced. There's going to be an element of they haven't played on this stage. But it's not like they're facing a powerhouse.
Right.
Like, as much as this is about, to me, the Pistons turning a corner since the new year on defense and Cade blossoming, and, hey, they'd be a tough matchup for anybody, they're not playing the Cavs or the Celtics. They're not playing the Thunder. They're not playing the elite of the elite. They're playing, to me, a bloated, overrated New York Knicks team. The Knicks could win this series. I have it going seven. I don't think the Knicks are going very far. This is a team ripe for the picking. I'll give you the stat. 15-23 against teams with winning records. The worst of any team with home court in the NBA playoffs. 10-20 against top 10 defenses. When they play a team that gets under their skin, they aren't ready for it. And when they played teams who were in the playoff and had a top 10 defense, they went 3-15. They're going to win four in this series? No, the Pistons take this.
And this is a Pistons team that we've seen at full strength beat Boston.
Yeah.
Without Cade, beat Cleveland.
Yes.
But they're not playing Boston. They're not playing Cleveland. Nobody's going to predict that they would win in a seven-game series against either of those teams. And on the other side of the bracket, Oklahoma City. It's not like they're playing against one of those teams. To your point, the Knicks have not played well against the better teams. But the Pistons have found a way to rise up against those teams.
So you got to decide, who are you going to take? I'll take the team that has shown they can rise up, that has another gear, as opposed to a Knicks team that feels like this is just where their season's going to end.
Especially head-to-head.
Yeah. Tom?
I'm going Knicks in seven. And I'm doing it.
You and Stoney.
Well, Stoney's at five.
I mean, Pistons aren't even going to be competitive. They're going to get the token win or whatever.
Yeah. Right.
The reason I'm saying is the Pistons' inexperience in this situation, it's raising an eyebrow for me. Playoff basketball is different, and I don't know how they're going to respond. I think you're going to give them every ounce of fight. I think this is going to be a classic series that goes back and forth. You guys, obviously, you think they're going to win one of the first two in the Garden.
Yeah.
I agree with that, actually. What I don't like is how the schedule sets up at home. I don't like that the Knicks get an extra day for game three. And how do the Pistons respond to that situation? Young teams don't, when they grab a game on the road, oftentimes they come home.
Give it back.
And give it back. And even if they won three, then the Knicks get two more games to basically kind of save their season.
Yeah, but some of this is, I'm not afraid of having to win the games at MSG.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
So if I lay an egg in a game three here in Detroit, I don't then panic because, oh no, now the Knicks have the home court edge. I don't care. Play all seven games in New York.
So well, I would rather not, but...
I think this is a 51-49 series, and the reason I think they'll split the first four games, it'll be 2-2, and can the Pistons get 5 or 7 in the Garden? I'm going to play the odds and say they barely can't. But they'll give this. I think everybody will be proud of this team after this series.
You know what? I'll match you. I'll say they go 2-2, go back to the Garden. They win game five. And then they, as I said, six, they win it at home.
Well, if they were to win that game five, that's the stuff that legends are made of. That's the kind of stuff that Reggie Miller did back in the day.
You can see Spike Lee's reaction as Kate Cunningham.
I love it.
Buries his team. Oh, it'd be beautiful.
Yeah. Malik Beasley with the shake right in front of him.
Perfect. We got ticket text. We got open lines, 248-539-9797. Pistons playing in the playoffs. They got a shot to win. John and I think they will win this series. What say you? And Tecumseh Tom says that this is going to be a 7-game Knicks win.
Tecumseh Tom!
Some of your thoughts. Pistons in six take the first game on Saturday. Three wins at home. Series can't go back to New York for seven, Jake and Howell. Guys, it's not hard to be one of the best defensive teams in the league when the league doesn't play defense. Okay, but...
Yeah, but what my point is that the Pistons don't have to change how they're playing.
Right.
Other teams will. And other teams can do it better. There's no question. Which is why we're not sitting here saying the Pistons win the NBA championship. We're simply talking about round one.
Pistons in six from an unnamed ticket texter. Mm. The non-Cade minutes, there's a discussion Cade should play at least 40 every game with the rest you get between games. Yeah, I'd like to see them push him in this moment.
Yeah, the NBA is doing all they can with scheduling for their own version of load management.
Durin locked in. It's a great point, guys. He's huge. When that guy's playing confident, he's a scary guy to play against.
Mm-hmm.
Him, Isaiah Stewart, you want to play rough and tumble. The other side's got Karl Anthony Towns.
Right.
In terms of physicality and toughness. And again, the Knicks don't shoot a lot of threes. You're going to have to do this the hard way.
The Pistons are built to play the hard way.
Yeah, and they're going to make you feel it.
Texter says, for me, I think the Pistons in six, but it all depends on the officiating. For those that haven't watched Brunson before, the guy draws fouls. Like it or hate it, he's smart at getting calls. We need to be disciplined. Curious to see how we handle that.
I'll be interested to see how Cade is officiated in the playoffs.
Sure.
Now that there's going to be a lot more eyeballs, because it is the playoffs, half the league is out. Brunson, yeah, sure, he's going to get some calls. But is it now time for Cade to get some of those calls in the playoffs?
Both teams have an all-NBA guard. Mm-hmm. Both guys should be officiated the same. And yeah. Cade can initiate contact. He's a bigger guard. There's a reason why when they just played them, you could do the, hey, too small. Too small. Who can stay with Cade? If he starts backing down these dudes,
mm-hmm.
and they can throw whoever they want. He cooked OG Anunoby earlier in the season. Josh Hart, bring him on. He's a mismatch. They can throw whatever coverage they want, and Thibodeau will. It's a real test for Cade, but I think he passes that test. He's passed that test all season. Texter says, Jim and John, you guys are putting the cart before the horse just a bit. New York isn't a good team, but this is an inexperienced Pistons team. I have the Knicks in six.
I understand the inexperienced take, but when you look at the entire roster, it's not like this is a team that has no playoff experience. They don't have playoff experience together. JB's been there. And
Beasley, Jim, Hardaway.
Yeah, Schroeder.
Harris, Schroeder. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not like they're devoid of playoff experience.
They got guys in the huddle that can
right.
look you in the eye.
Some of their most, obviously their most important guy, Cade Cunningham, has zero.
But Trae Young didn't have any when he took the Hawks to the Eastern Conference Finals. Who'd they beat in that first round series? Knicks.
Yeah.
No, but these guys are going to be tested in things and distractions that come their way that they've never been before. And John knows this. Like, so let's say they split. We all think they're going to split New York,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Let's come back 1-1. Hey, all of a sudden, talk of the town. Ticket. Can you get me some tickets? Can you do all these things? Meanwhile, New York's done this before, and they get an extra day. They get to Thursday. That's kind of what my point was.
They could grab the series back.
These things are, and it might not be three. It could be game four, but the Pistons are going to, if they come home 1-1 on Monday night, it's 6 days until you got to want to get this thing to 3-1, right?
I think
that is a lot of time for a team that has experience, an experienced head coach on the other side, to get them ready. Meanwhile, we have no idea what these young guys, the Pistons are so young, how they're going to respond to being home that long in the grind of a playoff series.
But then we're really putting it to game five, right?
Right.
Because we all kind of think 2-2 is...
Yeah.
It's going to be a competitive series. 2-2 is a very likely outcome. Game five at the Garden. Look, if the Knicks win that game, God bless, you still come back to Detroit with a chance to even the score. Mm-hmm. And in John's world, you win that game five and win the series in game six.
At home.
Yeah.
And like I said before, I think it's 51-49. I think it's going to be a classic series. I just think this team is so young and I have so many unknowns. And what you said about the whistle, I don't think Cade will get an even whistle. Because I've watched the NBA playoffs for years, and usually a guy has to earn it in the playoffs, too.
So they've already proven they can win without the even whistle. And it's going to be harder in the playoffs. I don't disagree, but I think he gets a better whistle than he did throughout the course of the 82.
Let's get to Tony. You got some thoughts. You're in Detroit. You're on 97.1.
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
Good.
Hey, man, I got the Pistons in six, and here's what. I feel like Kate... to Costa's point earlier, is a mismatch. You know what I'm saying? He's a 6'6 point guard, and when you flip him to the other side of the court, when he's on defense, you know, those arms is long, and it's not as easy to get a shot off against him, you know, as you would a 6'2, 6'3 point guard. So I think he's going to have the edge against Brunson. I think they're going to have troubles defending our pick and roll. Carl Anthony Towns might get into a little bit of foul trouble. And I think if anybody goes with the Knicks in seven, and they hurt, they believe the Pistons can pull this series off.
Yeah.
Because predicting a seven-game series is just, it's a coin flip at the end of the day. So I believe a lot of people are leaning Pistons, even though they're a little scared of the inexperience.
Yeah, I think, and Tom, I think you would concede that, even though you think it's going seven. It's not that, you know, you think there's a world the Pistons can win this series, to his point. If you're saying seven games.
Well, you said 51-49.
Yeah.
That is a coin flip.
Yeah. So I'm going to, in that situation, I'm going to take the home team
in
seven.
A little bit.
Sure.
On one
you know?
Side.
I think a game seven would even be tight.
Yeah,
man, that is
would.
A pressure cooker I haven't seen this team in before.
The thing we haven't brought up is the pressure, and someone brought up discipline, composure. Hey, Beef Stew.
Yeah.
I'm looking at you, buddy. You got to be there. You got to be on the floor. If you're playing 25 minutes tonight, I need you out there for all 25 minutes, and I need you finishing the game if necessary. You know, if Durin gets in foul trouble, you can't lose your composure because then you're going to spiral for a young team.
Yes. And there's going to be moments of contention, sure. How does he handle those moments and how does his reputation precede him? Like, is this going to be official? We talk about officiating all the time, and we've already talked about it with Brunson being able to draw calls and Cade not getting the calls. Is Isaiah Stewart going to be a position where they want to grab hold, the officials want to grab hold of this series in game one and set the tone? You are not putting up with that in the NBA playoffs.
Ticket Texter with their prediction. New York Knicks, Stevie Nicks, pickup sticks. Doesn't matter. Pistons and six. Love it.
It's close. Yeah.
A little Shannon Sharp vibes here.
Yeah.
248-539-9797.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory and that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.